I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Iranian regime announced that sentences are now being carried out for convicted January protesters with no leniency. Lana Silk with Transform Iran shares the reality of what children are experiencing, including those in the protests.
Children as young as 10, 11, 12 have been part of the protests, have been arrested and killed. I've heard reports of girls as young as 12 being raped in custody. The government is indiscriminate.
Traumatized kids in Iran need Jesus now more than ever.
Children are very aware that they have no future in this country and have grown up sooner than you would normally want your 10, 11, 12-year-old to grow up.
Please pray for Iranian children to be protected and to find comfort in Christ. And we share reports like the one you've just heard to stir God's people to action. Often, that action looks like prayer, and sometimes it means giving to support a project. Last month, Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder told us about the need for storytellers in Nepal. They're solar-powered MP3 players that are loaded with an audio Bible and Keys for Kids content.
Many, many people who were listening to Mission Network News heard our pleas. It went slow for a while, but then all of a sudden, God just moved into the hearts of people and blew the doors off. We hit the $20,000 mark with no trouble at all.
Praise God for obedient servants who put faith into action. Pray that entire families will turn to Christ as they hear the gospel through storytellers in Nepal.
They have a lot of gods that sit on their mantle, and we don't just want them to add Jesus. We want them to make Jesus the Lord of their life.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.